ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So we come to the last shloka, the very last shloka, not shloka, sutra of Bhakti Sutras of the fourth chapter of Bhakti Sutras. We come to the last sutra. So we have been off for a few days, not continuing Bhakti Sutras. So in this sutra as well, Narada, the fourth chapter, which is called Prema Nirvachanam, trying to speak about love. So Narada ends the chapter with a message which is the same as the message of the entire work itself. So the goal of life, so we can generalize here, the goal of life itself. He is as Mahatmas, Amma and others say quite often, is bliss or anandam. So it is that state where a person is blissful. We can consider it a pot which is filled with water. So a pot which is filled with water, we cannot fill anything in it. We cannot fill it at all. It is fully filled. We cannot put anything else in it. The same way, our state of mind, the mind should be fully filled. So it should be totally filled that a person is blissful, a person is very happy, a person is not affected by external situations, a person doesn't crave anything. Na abhivanchamya sampraptam na sampraptam tyajamyaham swachcha atmani tishtami yanmamastu tadastume. So, Janaka in Yoga Vasishta says, I don't na abhivanchami asampraptam. Asampraptam, whatever I don't have. Na abhivanchami, I don't crave for whatever I don't have. So the world means at the empirical level, the world is filled with duality. Duality means it is infinite. Infinite possibilities are there. So we have mud. So mud as such is only mud. But various objects of mud. We may have 10 objects today made of mud. But tomorrow 10 more will come. Day after tomorrow another 10 will come. So it is infinite. Infinite possibilities. It's just name and form. Name and form, infinite possibilities are there for names and forms. So, whatever I haven't achieved from an empirical viewpoint, whatever I don't have, I don't crave for it. I don't have any craving. So, the Shastras say such a person is an apta kama. He is a person whose kamas, desires are fulfilled. Apta kamasya kaspraha. Gaudapada says that for an apta kama, what can taint such an apta kama? Nothing can taint. So such an apta kama, so I don't have any desire for anything new to achieve. Na sampraptam tyajamyaham. This doesn't mean that I can I will let go of everything and then live life like a poor man. No. I'll not live life like a poor man. I won't renounce whatever I have now. I'm not going to renounce whatever I have now. I'm not going to crave for more, but whatever I have, I'll be content with it. So that is what is called as samtripti. So in various marriages or when we go for marriages, there is always the feast. So once a person partakes the feast, people will ask the bride's people, the groom's people, both will ask are you samtripti aja? It means are you filled? Are you content? So that state, like samtripti, the state like where we are content, content with whatever I have. So swachcha atmani tishtami, I will remain as pure atman. Yan mama astu tadastu me, whatever may happen, let it happen. Whatever happens, let it happen. Of course, this world is what loka vattu tad leela kaivalyam. Everything is like Ishvara's leela. So everything, whatever is happening here, is Ishvara leela, Ishvara's divine play. So if we know that, then we'll be able to be very happy. So imagine that, like we are in a hall, and the person like is stealing money from us. So he shows that like our money is vanishing into his pocket. We'll be outraged. We will be angry. We will like hit the person. At the same time, think that the person is a magician and we know that it is a magician. Will we be angry? Definitely no. Why? Because we know it is a magic trick. It's not real. So that knowledge that this, it's not real, the knowledge that like this is just his play, will make us not get affected. So that state like we have to generate, we have to cultivate, that this world is Ishvara Leela. So if it is Ishvara Leela, whatever happens like happens for the best. And Ishvara Leela means like a magician's creation is the magician himself. Magician's creation has to be the magician himself. Even as a dream world, it is like the dreamer's creation, so it has to be the dreamer itself. Similarly, Ishvara Leela is Ishvara himself. So if everything is Ishvara, then why should we worry? Why should we like be sad? Why should we have anxiety? Like why should we feel anger? Why should we have more desires? We need not have any of those. So we just have to remember that everything is one Ishvara. So in order to remember that everything is one Ishvara, like in remembering that everything is one Ishvara means loving Ishvara. In other words, it is loving Ishvara. What is loving Ishvara? Loving Ishvara means remembering Ishvara at all times. So I love that person. I love that girl. I love that boy. When we say that means that, that person is like pervading our mind. That person is always in our thoughts. So always trying to remember that everything is Ishvara will give us bliss. Always remembering that everything is Ishvara is possible if we love Ishvara, which means love is what is to be achieved in life. So that's why Amma says that love is the goal. That is the goal. That is the goal of life, premam, prema swarupam. So we are, our very nature is that, but somehow we forget it and therefore we are unable to achieve the goal. So in order to achieve this love, so Narada says, like Narada gives two ways or two attitudes that we can maintain in our mind so that love will be generated or we have love for Ishvara. So, Nitya Dasya Nitya Kanta Bhajanatmakam Prema Karyam. Karyam, Karyam means what is to be done, what is to be achieved. So, Prema Karyam, Prema or love is to be achieved. What type of love? Nitya Dasya Nitya Kanta Bhajanatmakam. Bhajanatmakam means that love like which is like which is being sang. Which is being sang means which is being practiced. That of Nitya Dasya Nitya Kanta. So that love which is implemented with the attitude of Nitya Dasya, eternal or always servant attitude, Nitya Kanta, always lover attitude. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa of course gives the third attitude of a motherly love. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa like says that the in order for us to love Ishvara, our devotion or love, that love for Ishvara, is called devotion. That devotion has three types of love in it. The love for a worldly person towards worldly objects that we can call a servant. So a worldly person is a servant of worldly objects because he is always bothered about those objects. His mind is filled with thoughts about how to achieve those objects, how to possess those objects, how to enjoy those objects. And then like he also thinks about protecting those objects. So that means he is a servant to those objects. And then that of a lover towards his love. And then third is the love of a mother towards her child. So here Narada gives two attitudes, but the third also we can have. So here what like all these mean is that like if we have any of these attitudes, then it is very easy to have that love constantly. So always trying to have that love is not easy. So there are shortcuts. If we have shortcuts, then it's very easy. It is simple. So if only like when we are driving a car, the fuel like or how the fuel is burned or fuel gets converted into mechanical action or movement of the tire. If that is like something which we have to do ourselves at that time, then it will be really tough. So it is like pulling a cart in ancient times, like when people used to pull carts, so it will be like that, or carry palanquins. So it would be like that, it is very tough. So it becomes easier when like we have, like we put something in, we put fuel in, fill the car with fuel, fill the tank with fuel, and then automatically start the engine, and then it gets converted into mechanical action. It is very easy. Of course, there is like we also have to like use our feet. So that way cruise control is there. You just put it on, no effort at all. And in the future, there will be like times like when we can just set the destination and like we don't even have to hold the steering. It will automatically drive, as we find in like find depicted in various movies. So all those are possible. Of course, flights do have autopilot, where like automatically the flight is being flown or flewed, whatever is the right word, without the involvement of the pilot. So it becomes very easy like if we have these attitudes. So Nitya Dasya, so Dasyam Dasya Bhavam, a servant is always like worshipping his master. A servant lives and dies for his master. So here servant like is not like employees or like today's servants. Today's servants, like they are servants as long as like we give them money, as long as we give them food or whatever they ask for, they'll be servants. If we shout at our servants like one day, then the next day they won't be there. So it's like we can't compare or relate to the servants of today, but the servants of yesteryears, like who would be servants for eternity. They'll be servants in the true meaning of the word. Servant mean, as Ramakrishna Paramahansa again gives, Naham Naham Tvam Tvam. The servant always says, not me, but you. If a lion is coming and about to pounce upon the servant and the master, the servant will stand in front of the master and let offer himself. So that attitude is what Narada is speaking here. So this attitude of only Ishvara, that means that is love. Immediately love comes. If we think that we are dasyas, we are servants of Ishvara, we can be servants of Ishvara only if we remember Ishvara. So that means automatically remembrance of Ishvara comes there. So that is very easy than knowledge. Like we may think everything is Ishvara, I am Ishvara. If we think I am Ishvara, the I will be there, Ishvara will vanish. After some time, I am there. Ishvara has taken a rest, or Ishvara is relaxing. Ishvara has taken a break. That would be the case. So in this attitude, with this attitude of Dasya Bhavam, like there is no such case, like because I am not there, only you are there. So in that case, we'll always remember Ishvara, Nitya Kanta. So lover attitude, like lover. So like we find in even in worldly love, like we find a person sacrificing himself or herself for his or her love. So that we see in the world. So that means in the lover attitude also the ego is not there. Like a person surrenders, a person goes beyond his own self or self or individual existence, not real self, but individual existence to merge on or to help the other person. So this attitude towards Ishvara will itself means that we are remembering Ishvara. We are overcoming the ego as well. That means we are only remembering Ishvara. There is only Ishvara. For a dasa, there is only Ishvara. For him, like only the master is there. Only Ishvara is there. Nothing else is there. For a kanta, for a lover, only the love is there. Nobody, like a lover, will not see like anybody else. So if we have observed like people who have had love affairs, like we will see that like there will be 10 people standing together in a party, and the lover will see only his love. So he will only see that person, he won't see anybody else. He will only observe that person. 10 different people are standing together, but like he will only observe that one person. So it means his world is just that one person. So that means like our world will become Ishvara. There will be only Ishvara, will be focused on Ishvara alone. A mother's world is always her children. So a mother is very possessive about her children. A mother cares about her children. A mother like wouldn't care much about her husband, but care more about her children. So that means they're also, one's world gets like filled with the object. So the same attitude we have towards Ishvara. So that love which has these attitudes, these aspects, so that we remember only Ishvara. And that means Trirupa Bhanga Purvakam. So going beyond the three factors of experiences as the side gives, or conditions, which means like we can consider here as time, space and causation. So going beyond all limitations. So that means this attitude, this premam, this love doesn't have any time constraint. This love doesn't have any space constraint. This love doesn't have like any money constraint, power constraint. It's not that this love can be implemented only in India. It's not that this love can be implemented only during the day. It's not that this love can be implemented only when we have a credit card. It's not that this love can be implemented only when we are poor or rich. Respective of all limitations, all conditions, this love can be implemented, has to be implemented. So that's also another point. So many things are possible in life. So we can become Einstein. Each and every one can become Einstein. Each and every one can become Shankaracharya with respect to writing bhashyas, understanding the scriptures, standing for the scriptures. But the question is whether we become. So that means like this love doesn't have any limitation. That doesn't mean like we will use that love and go beyond limitations. But we have to do, that is what Narada says, Karyam. This is what is to be achieved. We have to go beyond all limitations. We have to seek this love. We have to implement this love. We have to live for this love. So when we live for this love, then our life becomes fulfilled, because this love is synonymous with Ishvara. And what is the Ishvara, or who is that Ishvara? That Ishvara, who is the basis of everything. Yatuva imani bhutani jayante, ena jatani jivanti, yat prayanti abhisam vishanti, tad vidijnyasasva tad brahmeti. Like from whom like this creation has come, in whom this creation resides, onto whom this creation will merge, that is Ishvara, that is Brahman. And that Ishvara alone is present here. And that Ishvara is Sachidananda Rupaya. That is Sachidanandam Ananda Swarupam. So that Ishvara is synonymous with love. So when we achieve this love, we will achieve that Ishvara. Achieving means like from a perspective view achieving, and a real view realizing, because there is only that Ishvara. Gata kudyadikam sarvam mrittika matrameva hitadvad brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindima. Even as like mud, like objects made of mud, pot, wall, etc. are mud alone, similarly this world like filled with names and forms is Ishvara alone. matta paradharam nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. So there is no duality here. Oh Arjuna, there is nothing different from me. Everything is me only. So that means realizing the truth that there is only Ishvara here. And when we realize that there is only Ishvara here, there is no Bhedam. So if there is no Bhedam, yes to sarvani bhutani atmanyeva anupashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tato na vijugupsate. A person who knows that, like who sees his self in all, in the entire world and the entire world in the self. That means he sees only one entity, there is no duality. Such a person doesn't have any hatred. Hatred means there is no ragadvesham. Since there is no ragadvesham, yes means sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhut vijanatah. Such a person realizes that this entire world is one atma, one Ishvara, whether we call it Ishvara, Atman, Aham or any other word, it doesn't matter. Just one entity, tatra ko moha kaha shokaha. Such a person, like where is sorrow for such a person? Where is delusion for such a person? There is no sorrow, there is no delusion. Tarati shokam atmavit. So like such a person who knows the Atman crosses over shokam, sorrow. Sayo havaitat paramam brahma veda brahma eva bhavati. Tarati shokam tarati papmanam guha grantibhyo vimukto amrato bhavati. Person like who knows Brahman, who gains, like who achieves this premam, becomes Ishvara. Such a person verily becomes Brahman. When such a person becomes Brahman, tarati like shokam, such a person crosses over sorrow, because where is sorrow? There is only one entity. And that one entity is blissful. So where is sorrow? There is no scope for sorrow. Tarati papmanam, where are sins? There is no sins like which cause sorrow. Cause of sorrow is not there. There are no sins. And there are no granthis like that can lead to more and more sorrows, more papam. Papam, like more sins are accrued like when we do action. So papam can be achieved or like can be got only by doing action. Actions are born out of desire. Kamam. Karma is born out of kamam. Kamam, desire is born out of avidya. We want to achieve something. We don't know that there is only perfection here. Not knowing that, we desire. So that means avidya, kama, karma, those are hriday granti. So such a person like guha granti bhyo vimukto amrito bhavati. There are no sorrows, there are no sins, there are no avidya, kama, karma. That means such a person attains immortality, amritam. That means like as Narada said in the very first chapter like of Bhakti Sutra, amrita surupacha, that amritam like a person will achieve, tripto bhavati, na dveshti naramate. All those we can remember whatever Narada said in the three sutras starting from the fourth sutra of the first chapter. So that is the goal of life. So this premam, prema eva karyam. So Narada says prema eva karyam. This prema alone is karyam. It alone is to be achieved. Nothing else, like whatever else is to be achieved in life, like whatever we say as I have to learn this work, even Vedantic Shravanam, Vedantic learning, I have to sing bhajans, I have to do this, I have to do that. All those are like for this premam. So everything is done for this premam. That's why Yajnavalkya says that the husband is loved not for the sake of the husband, but for the sake of the self. So that self is the goal. Like whether we are earning money, whether we seek worldly desires or the spiritual goal, everywhere this love, this bliss is the goal. Sadhakas are people who knowingly seek the goal. Others unknowingly seek the goal. Unknowingly seeking the goal means seeking wrong objects, which will give us sorrow and not the bliss. Whereas like, if we know that knowingly we will seek, if we knowingly seek, we will achieve the goal. So that is what Narada means here. So prema eva karyam, this alone is to be achieved. Forget this and we will end up in complete sorrow, complete misery. So we'll see the summary of this chapter in the next day. So may Amma bless us so that we will be able to, as Amma's desire, like deep desire is that like everybody should become this love. Like everybody should realize that there is only love here. So that is the same thing what Narada says, that is what Vedanta also says. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to realize this love, this bliss, this Ishvara, this Advitiya Satyam in this very birth itself. Namah Shivaya. Thank you.